Hello, dancers. Today's topic for the podcast is common dance injuries. Participation in physical activity comes with the risk of injury, dance being no exception. One of the most important ways to prevent dance injuries is to take time to properly warm up the major muscles of the body. Despite our best intentions, however, dance injuries do occur. Here are some common dance injuries and their causes. Muscle cramps. A painful muscle contraction usually felt in the back of the leg and in the front of the thigh. Muscle cramps are caused by fatigue or muscle tightness or an imbalance of fluid, salt, or potassium from heavy sweating. To prevent muscle cramps, make sure to stretch before and after dancing. Make sure you have water or a banana. Muscle strain. A muscle strain causes tenderness of the muscle and possibly swelling. Muscle strains are caused by sudden contraction of a muscle or poor flexibility. Dancers are particularly prone to muscle strains in the lower back. Shin splints. Shin splints cause pain on the front portions of the lower legs. Shin splints are caused by jumping on hard surfaces, improper landing, and poor flexibility. All dancers should be especially cautious to land properly, toe, ball, heel, after attempting a jump, to avoid shin splints. Stress fracture. Stress fractures cause pain and swelling and usually occur in the shins or sides of the feet. They are usually caused by repeated jumping and landing. Female ballet dancers seem to be at high risk for developing stress fractures in the lower legs and feet. If you injure yourself while dancing, you should be aware of the proper and immediate treatment. Some injuries only require self-treatment, but more severe injuries need to be treated by a doctor. Immediate treatment will speed the healing process. A simple way to remember the first aid treatment is to keep in mind the following acronym, RICE, R-I-C-E. R, rest. I, ice. C, compression. E, elevation. RICE is the recipe for first aid. Rest. Stop using the injured area as soon as you experience pain. Ice. Apply ice immediately to the injured area for 15 to 20 minutes several times a day for the first 48 hours. Compression. Firmly wrap the injured body part with an elastic or compression bandage between icings. Elevation. Raise the injured part to decrease the blood supply to the injured area. Well, I hope you have enjoyed our second podcast. Happy dancing.